Coach Nathan Hoots from the Maple Valley Enderlin Falcons. And, Coach, let's step back to Northern Cass briefly. And really, three plays or that game is a shutout win for the Falcons. Just talk about the way your defense played here on Friday night.
Cannot say enough good things about them. We had our defensive line. I got really challenged by our line coach to get after it on Friday night because they thought that, you know, if they controlled the line of scrimmage, we could do really good things on defense. And you know what? There were several times Colton Wetch and Zach Nord were just – they were in the backfield constantly. And if they didn't make the play, they made life on the linebackers behind them really easy when they got pressure and absorbed guards and tackles and then free lines of rushing for our – for our linebackers. So I was really proud of how well they played. And then our back end, they didn't throw the ball a ton, but when they did, we got a lot of deflections. We got a couple interceptions. So, you know, it was fantastic effort by our defense on Friday.
I think only 74 total yards, 51 coming on one play. Is that the best defensive performance you've seen this team do this year?
Oh, by far, yeah. I mean, we're great. I can't say enough good things. They, you know, everything they wanted to do, besides, you know, just a couple plays, we really did a good job of taking away what they did best, which was their outside zone run play. And we knew that if we could take that away, it'd give us a chance at least. And we did that, and then they had to go to their secondary play calls, and they weren't quite as good at those as everybody is in the region and in the state. If you can't do what you want to do, it makes you left-handed, and that's what we want to make the offenses that we play against do.
Well, one player now I had a chance to see against Milner North Sargent, and I know he had another good game here against Northern Cass, Ty Combs, and I think just a sophomore. It just seems like he's always around the football, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a nose for the ball constantly. He just he plays our Mike backer as a sophomore. He started all eight games for us last year as a freshman. He's follows in the footsteps of his brothers. Constantly around the ball. Every time something good is happening, usually 56 is getting out of the pile or at least around the football in some way, shape, or form. He's done a great job for us through three games.
Well, hopefully, too, speaking of Combs, Lane Combs, of course, missed the game, got injured in the first half or in the second half against Milner North Sargent, didn't play last week. Hopefully, maybe get him back against Kindred this week?
We're hoping so. Baby steps, we're not entirely sure yet. He's been cleared for non-contact, but we're working our way hopefully towards him maybe playing a little bit. We're not entirely sure yet, so hopefully by tomorrow we have a better idea of exactly where we're going to be with him come Friday.
Region 1 football, it doesn't get any easier. Now you got Kindred coming up here this week. How do you feel you match up with the Vikings?
Kindred is tremendously fast at virtually every single position. They got a solid offensive line, and if you can keep them from bouncing all of their outside run plays to the sideline, we have a chance. But they can get outside with the best of them. They get by guys in just a blink of an eye. So we know that if we can't control their outside run game, their option and their outside zone, then it could be a long night for us. But we did a great job last week. Northern Cass gave us a good look at what we're going to see from Kindred in some of their aspects of their running game. So we're hoping that good things can happen based on what we saw last week.
Final question for you, Nathan. You look at Chance by a quarterback, another huge game, 256 yards passing. How has his progression, not just play calling, but just his football IQ happened here just in the last 3 weeks?
Well, considering I knew nothing about his football IQ before about a month ago, it is unbelievably impressive. He'll come off and tell me stuff that very, very impressive. He'll come over and say, "Hey, coach, just sliding the safety over here. We got to make sure that we hit him on this certain route combo the next time we go on the field." And he, you know, if he makes any mistake, it's like, "Yeah, he baited me and he got me. Won't happen again." And he hasn't made the same mistake twice this year, which is really impressive for a guy that's playing his first year of football. So, and you know, our receivers just rant and rave about how, you know, if it's an incomplete pass, it's typically their fault because he's hitting them in a really good spot virtually every single time, rolling right, rolling left, sitting in the pocket. He's done a great job for us this year.
I just thought of a final question. This is the last question, I promise. With Kindred, is this a game where you're going to have to play a nearly perfect game to beat the Vikings?
No, I told them it has to be okay. 100% perfect. Not nearly, 100% perfect. We can't have any breakdowns of any way, shape, or form. Offense, defense, special teams, we know that. I mean, we proved that last week, giving up two punt returns in a long fourth down and one touchdown. That can't happen this week. They know that we know their size, speed, and athleticism is greater than ours. We have no problem admitting that. So we know that execution and effort has to be 100% on Friday in order to come away with a win.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck here with the Vikings Friday night.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, Coach. That is Coach Nathan Hoots joining us from the Maple Valley Enderlin Eagles as they'll be hosting Kindred 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday night.